Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you just one verse from Jesus's great Sermon on the Mount. I'm talking to you about Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, where we read this. Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Again, that's Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 from the Sermon on the Mount. Now, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus challenged all of his listeners, including us, to understand the law of Moses properly. You see, Jesus dealt with our tendency to redefine the law in a way that makes it easier for us to keep. At the end of that explanation, Jesus said, "Therefore you shall be perfect." Now, if a person was perfect in the way that Jesus described here, then he would never hate, slander, or speak evil of others. He would never lust in his heart or mind, and he wouldn't covet anything. He would never make a false oath and would always be completely truthful. If someone was perfect in the way that Jesus spoke of in this section on the Sermon on the Mount, then that person would let God defend their personal rights, and they would not take that upon themselves. And, perhaps most importantly, a person who lived the way that Jesus told us to live in this section of the Sermon on the Mount would always love his neighbors and even his enemies. Jesus said that the one who did all this would be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. That person would truly have the righteousness that's greater than the scribes and the Pharisees that Jesus spoke about in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 5. It's exactly what we must have to enter into God's kingdom. Now, when you think about all those things that I just listed, we can't deny it. There's only one man who has ever lived like this, and it was Jesus Christ himself. So what about the rest of us? Are we left out of the kingdom of God? Now notice, Jesus was not trying to show what God requires of the Christian in his daily life. It was to say, if you want to be righteous by the law, you must keep the whole law, internal and external. That is, you must be perfect. Jesus demonstrated that we need a righteousness that is apart from the law. As the Apostle Paul would later put it in Romans chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe." You see, keeping verses like that in mind helps us to see what our current relation to the law is, as we would properly understand it. We are exposed as guilty sinners who can never make ourselves righteous by doing good works. Instead, we need to look to Jesus, who was the only one to ever keep the law in perfection. As we put our trust in him, his keeping of the law is credited unto us. By understanding the interpretation and the demands of the law, we should remember another aspect of Jesus' teaching on the law. In focusing on the command to love God and our neighbor, we will rightly understand the demands and the details of the law. Jesus spoke about that in Matthew chapter 22. Now, this doesn't make the law easier to perfectly perform, but it does make the law easier to understand. So we honor the law as the expression of God's beautiful standard for mankind. And then we look to Jesus, our perfect keeper of the law. Here's what it comes down to. Only through Jesus can we keep the law, both as it is credited to us by faith and as he lives in us and through us. So, ask God to work in you and through you to live the way he wants you to live. And ask God to do that in you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.